Onto our top story now, and you would have heard in Eyewitness News this afternoon that the Premier of Gauteng has in fact declared that Gauteng is now in the third wave. We know here in the Western Cape our statistics are going up, but officials have steered clear thus far of saying we are actually officially in the third wave. To get clarity on that now, I'm joined by the head of the Western Cape Health Department, Dr. Keith Clutty. Doctor, as always, thanks for taking time out of your schedule on this Friday afternoon to be with us.
Good afternoon, Amy, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Where are we at currently? Would you say we are in as advanced a stage as Gauteng in terms of the third wave?
No, we are not. Just to clarify, there are two clear definitions that we use. We are officially in what we call a resurgence. Now, the definition of a resurgence is that you have 7 days consecutively. You have your what is called your seven-day average is more than 20% increase in cases. So we've had 7 days consecutively where we've had more than 20% increase in cases. That is a resurgence. It is significantly short of a third wave. And I'll just explain to you what the official definition of a third wave is when you've reached a third of what your previous wave, the peak of your previous wave would be. Okay. Now, for us, we're not taking the previous wave because that's the second wave was much higher than the first wave. So for the first wave, we would have to have about 400 new cases a day to be officially in a third wave if we use the first wave as our comparator.
Okay, so
we're currently getting only 180 cases a day.
Okay, so it is actually very scientifically calculated in terms of where we're at.
Yeah.
So we're in a resurgence, and reports that we've seen in the media are that suggest that this resurgence has been driven by social gatherings.
We can definitely, from our data, indicate the geographic location of where these increases are driven from. And as we've reported, it's mainly through positive tests that we've been receiving over the last 2 weeks to give that seven-day average continuously. It's increased positive cases that's been detected in private sector testing. So that indicates to us it is people that are living in more affluent areas that has medical aid and can go to private to have the test done. And we could also pinpoint the geographic areas. So for instance, the three areas of concern in the metro is what we call our eastern sub-district. That is the Somerset West, Gordons Bay and surrounds, affluent areas. If you go to Western, it is the City Bowl, say Sea Point, that area all the way up to Milnerton. And then the third area of concern for us is Northern. That's the one that started first. And that is it's really the Durbanville and surrounds affluent areas in that area. So it's very specific and very pinpointed. And when our teams give us information about these cases, because our teams follow up all the cases, the clusters, and there's lots of social gatherings that has driven this, and lots of gatherings, associated with recreational activities.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, people really need to start exercising extreme caution once again when it comes to socializing and gathering in large numbers. Dr. Clutty, people obviously have got a lot of pressing questions about the vaccine rollout, and I know we've talked about it a lot on the station this week. There's one that I find quite interesting from a listener who says that if she has registered for the vaccine, she's 79, she's not on medical aid, but she's more than happy to pay for the vaccine as long as she can get it at a pharmacy or doctor's rooms, will she be forced to go wherever she's told to go, or can she choose?
The system that we have at the moment is that we made it very clear next week we're starting on Monday, and we have to do the balance of the healthcare workers, but we will also be going out to old age homes, and we're starting with a small amount of people that we will personally call to come to our facility. So we're really urging everybody to wait for their SMS that will tell them where they should go, to which site, what day and what time. In her case, in all likelihood, it would be wherever she lives. When we do send the SMS, it will be at the site nearest to where she lives that has come online and offered the vaccine.
Okay.
That is what will be communicated to her. Now, just to explain to that, we are bringing public sector sites online. That is what will be online next week. We are also working with our private sector colleagues. So community pharmacies or chain pharmacies, together with some GP rooms and hospital rooms, are also coming online. Now, we will put that all together geographically, and where people live, they will be matched to the place closest to them.
Okay, perfect. Dr. Kluzi, last question. I know the other big concern this afternoon seems to be from healthcare workers that didn't quite make it in time to get vaccinated. We know Groote Schuur Hospital ran out of vaccines today. There were long queues, apparently, at Melamed in Gatesville. Can you assure people that those healthcare workers will still be vaccinated when the second phase begins next week?
That is exactly what I said now. Our vaccination next week is aimed at the remainder of healthcare workers. And then we start with people over 60 to old age homes and a small number of people over 60 that we test our systems with.
My apologies. I must have missed you saying that. As always, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Kluzi, on this Friday afternoon.
Thank you very much, Amy. Thank you.